Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, look for live and feeder futures to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling and defensive cutouts. Look for the hog issues to start out with mixed prices, thanks to both long liquidation and short covering. Cattle buyers should need to own more cattle sometime today, especially in the north, and look for those opening bids to be around 187 to 188. Now, we're looking at about 118 in the south again today. On the other hand, asking prices likely to be restated around 120 in the south and 190 in the 192 in the as well. Now, live and feeder futures should open moderately lower, checked by residual selling and softening carcass value. Cash hog trade's been on a decent roll this week, and look for another round of firm bids today. Buyers should complete procurement chores for a week by bidding steady to a dollar higher. The lean futures are expected to play mixed in the early going, tied to long liquidation, short covering, and spreading interest. On our grains, winter wheat added to yesterday's gains and is now the highest since late November. After Kansas and Oklahoma early this week lowered crop ratings after a cold and dry December, corn inched higher, which was enough for a three-week high. Soybeans dropped a few cents in a mild correction from yesterday's robust gains. The winter wheat posted gains, strong gains for the second day, following the lower condition ratings earlier this week. Trade reports show funds were net buyers for the fifth straight day. And funds entered the week net short the winter wheat, but had reduced a sizable amount of short positions in hard red winter in the latest CFTC report. Farm Futures Survey expects winter wheat seedings at 34.8 million acres. That'd be the lowest since 1913. Corn closed about a penny and a half higher to keep it above a few key moving averages and at a three-week high. The gain puts the March contract near the upper end of the 15-cent trading range that goes back to October. And soybeans dropped nearly 3 cents in light trading to take back a small portion of yesterday's gains with funds light sellers. We'll check futures in just a moment.
2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it.
Cattle futures at the close yesterday. February live cattle down 60 cents, 115.07. April down 57 cents, 114.15. January feeder cattle down 25 cents, 128.25. In the March, unchanged at 123.75. February hogs up 27 cents, 64.87. In April, up 35 cents at 68.32. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March was down up 8 cents at 434.5. And the May was up 8 cents at 446. March wheat, Chicago up 7.75 at 426.25, and May was up 7.25 at 436.5. March corn up a penny and a half, 361.25. May up 1.75 at 367.5. March soybeans down 2.75 at 1012.5, and the May down 2.5 cents at 1021. March cotton up 10 cents at 73.88. May up 10, 74.03, and February crude oil up 32 at 74.07. March up 28, 54.96. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.